Hello, and welcome to the DeFi Daily, a 10-minute or less DeFi and crypto update. I'm Amy, here with Pat, and today is Friday, December 11th, 2020.
Bitcoin is up 2.5% to 18,376 after hitting a, a local minimum today, around 17,800, 700, somewhere in that range. Ethereum's up about 3% to $559.89. XRP, I'm going to mention because it has just been wildly fluctuating in the most interesting way. We talk about XRP, like Ripple, a lot on this show because of its, you know, controversial nature within the industry. It has been fluctuating wildly between 62 cents and 48 cents and everywhere in between. So people, you know, I'm not really sure how to interpret this. There's somewhere between Ripple themselves doing, I wouldn't call it market manipulation, but I wouldn't call it market manipulation or wild speculation on it based on all the news they've been getting. So I don't know which it is, but it is super interesting. Other things, you know, Grin was up 10% today, which you don't hear about very much. Zcash is doing great, up 2.5% to $65. The markets were pretty good today. Not 20K good, but pretty good.
Well, that's good to hear. All right, up first, the first DeFi project on Cardano bridges over from Polkadot. So a decentralized e-commerce platform called Bondly is joining the ecosystem, porting its services over from Polkadot.
Yeah, what you're seeing is Me Too platforms. You know, obviously there's on Ethereum itself, you have a lot of the winners already in the DeFi space. I don't know, they're not like necessarily the long-term winners, but they certainly are the 80% winners for the next, you know, 2-3 years. But what you don't see is there's all these other blockchains that are out there. Cardano in particular is a smart contract focused blockchain that is going to be rolling out a major smart contract upgrade. They always had some smart contract stuff, but they're rolling out a DeFi focused smart contract upgrade around January, February of this year. And as part of that, they're lining up people to come over. I don't think most companies or DeFi products have very much interest in porting their code. I know, there's usually ways to do like cross compilation between the two. So between different blockchains, but still, you know, you pick up a lot of whenever you move to a different platform, you pick up a lot of baggage. You pick up security baggage and reliability baggage and deployment processes and all that kind of stuff. So you're not going to see every single DeFi project go. What you're going to see is you're going to see DeFi projects that are sort of like the Me Too project. They take all of the ideas that have sort of been popularized by the major projects on the major chains and port them over to smaller chains to provide those functionality. You're not going to have great liquidity. You're not going to have a lot of the security and auditability that you would expect, but it will be, it will bring you, like, basically we can expect over the next year that every single smart contract focused blockchain will have, and that goes for Algorand, Algorand, EOS, obviously EOS is already there, Cardano, all of these will have, you know, AMMs, DeFi markets, pretty much everything you'd expect them to have. So that's what this is. The specifics of who's doing it and what they brought over is not really that important, as much as it is just sort of this trend to do these Me Too products.
Interesting. All right. Next, we have Swivel Finance, a decentralized protocol for fixed rate lending and interest rate derivatives, has raised $1.15 million in a seed round that was led by Multicoin Capital.
Yeah, so it's Multicoin Capital along with Electric Capital, CMS Holdings, Divergence Ventures, Defiance Capital, and Angels from AV, Hubi, and the DeFi Alliance. The terms of the investment were not. This is always like one of the things I look at in these is what are the terms of the investment. I don't think they actually disclosed exactly what it was. They took $1.15 million. But whether they did that as a convertible note or if they did that for a SAFT for future tokens or if they just did it for free money, I don't know. It's a two-person team. They're working on doing frontier for DeFi. In order for DeFi to get to a major impact on actual markets. Like, so actually get real adoption. There's two huge things that really have to happen. One is we as the industry have to figure out how to do under collateralized loans. So that's a traditional asset class or traditional loan class that every single bank in the entire universe offers is an under collateralized loan. That's what a mortgage is, kind of, not exactly, but you think about it, you go into Chase or credit card, you go into Chase and you get a loan for $6,000. That's not collateralized. So figuring out how to do under or non collateralized loans is obviously incredibly complicated in a decentralized system. There will end up, in my opinion, being some sort of company doing some sort of credit, even if it's a decentralized anonymized credit attestation with, I don't know, maybe like a shared collateralized. I don't know what it looks like, but it's one of the major things we have to get over for widespread adoption. The other one is fixed rate loans. So right now, almost all of the places you could go and borrow money, from Maker to DAO to from Maker DAO to Compound to AV, all have variable interest rate loans. This is one of the really tough ones. The way that Swvl is approaching this problem is essentially by doing a interest rate swap. So what that is it's a bet. So I go to Compound and I borrow money. And then I go to Swvl and I make a bet with somebody over a particular time period where I am buying a fixed rate and they are basically assuming my variable rate. So what that does is it says that if you as the person the counterparty to that bet is assuming that the rates will go down over a particular period of time or up, you can then set what you think. So it's kind of like stepping back, just talk through it. You go and you say, okay, I want to have a 5% interest rate. The counterparty of the loan essentially is pricing that 5% interest rate. Well, actually, you don't do it that way. You say, hey, I want to fix my interest rate for this compound. The person on the other side of that loan is pricing that out based on what they think the market conditions are going to be like for the next 3 months. So they're going to put an offer out that says like, hey, we will give you a fixed, if you're using Compound, we will assume the liability and the variability of the variable interest rate, and you get a 7% interest rate fixed over that time period. There's going to be a huge delta there. The buyer or the counterparty there makes their money off of that delta. So as long as they kind of price it outright, whatever that delta is, their profit margin. And then you also benefit because you are paying a fixed rate and you actually have better, you have lower risk exposure. Now, the problem is the way that Swvl has implemented it. I only read the white paper. I didn't look at the code. They're doing it with an offer, a taker maker market, which is essentially what you'd expect from a traditional stock market. So traditional stock market works where I post I want to sell coins. So I post what I'm willing to sell my coins for. If you want to buy them, you go and you grab my order and you execute it that way. You can't do that in DeFi. The way that DeFi works with these blocks means that people can horribly, horribly manipulate taker maker markets. And so a lot of work is going into this right now. And this is, if you're watching these, all the stuff around ZK swap AMMs is all around how to do taker maker markets without front running risk. And so that's one of the big issues with Swvl is they're pushing to get their V1 out, but they're doing a taker maker market, and I don't see how they de-risk the front running stuff. So really interesting stuff. Raising $1 million, good for them. It's great to see everything pushing on this, but it is I think left with more questions than answers in some ways, as per usual.
As per usual with you, Pat.
Yep.
All right. Well, I think that'll do it for today. Everyone, have a great weekend. And thank you, as always, for listening to the DeFi Daily. If you want to see the articles that we mentioned, please follow us on Twitter. We're at the DeFi Daily.
Oh, sorry we missed yesterday. I got Cyberpunk 2077 and played it for like 18 hours straight, and we forgot to record. So my bad. That's on me.
All right. Take care, everyone.
Bye.